Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Okay, so the session today, because we're in September now, and September is the start of autumn. I mean, you know, it's a bit weird. I don't even feel we've had a summer, but we're already starting about autumn. So September is the start of autumn. And with regards to sort of Qigong and traditional Chinese medicine, the element that is associated with September, autumn rather, is metal. So we'll be doing a few metal exercises. We'll be nurturing metal, so we'll be doing some of the Shibashi different exercises with the different elements with a view to nurturing metal. So we'll be doing that, doing a small set of that. Before we do that, we'll obviously do our warm up. But then I'm going to just do a balance set. It's about three or four exercises within balance. And then we'll finish with a five element flow, which over the next few months, each of the exercises within the five element flow actually has an associated standing posture with it. But what I'm going to do over the next couple of months is actually teach you the actual exercises first before we introduce the standing posture for each of them. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So let's start with a warm-up. So just starting in Wuji, obviously if you're sitting down, you don't need to start in Wuji, you can just get yourself comfortable sitting down, making sure that your feet are over your ankles are over your knees, and you're slightly further back from the back of the chair if possible, so you're supporting yourself. For those of you who are standing, we're going to go into Wuji. So if possible, having your feet facing forward about hip or shoulder width apart. If it's not comfortable for you to have them facing forward, then just let them relax into a position that's comfortable for you, so you don't cause any tension in your body and don't block the chi moving. Just unlocking your knees, just letting them go a tiny bit. That helps to release what's known as the hip quad, which are sort of energy gates, so some of the joints, most of the joints actually, but the hip tends to be the big one everybody talks about. And then just allowing your spine to elongate. If it's possible, just rolling your shoulders forward slightly and your arms forward, and then just letting them drop back to the just natural position. So in your arm, your shoulders down from your ears, letting them relax. Having that feeling of space between the body and your arms, the side of your body and your arms. You don't have a physical space, just that feeling of space. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, the skies, the universe. And just going back to your feet, making sure you're standing on the balls of the foot if possible, not too forward on your toes and not too back on your heels. And then just take a couple of breaths and just notice how you feel. Because we're going to repeat this breath bit and then noticing how you feel at the end of the warm-up as well. Just take a couple of breaths. They can be as deep or as shallow as you want, whatever's comfortable for you. Shut the door. Right. Okay, so we're just going to start by just tapping our head, our fingertips. There's no particular rhythm to this, no particular area, just tapping all over the skull. Going behind the ears, down to the back of the neck, coming towards the forehead, but not on the forehead. Just doing this, just activating some of the meridians that run through the skull, which is gallbladder and bladder, and there's the governing vessel as well, which is Jiumai, which is where the crown of the head, where that points to the sky, pointing through Jiumai 20. So you connect to the heaven through Jiumai 20, and you also connect to the earth through kidney 1 and the sole of your foot, also known as a bubbling spring, kidney 1. So just letting your hands drop gently to the side. We're just going to take our finger and our thumb just to the inner edge of the eyebrow, so where the bony bit is of the eye socket, and just sort of pinch gently towards the outer edge of the eyebrow.
Just repeating that a few times.
So going from the inner edge of the eye, the eyebrow, all the way to the outer edge, and back to the inside again, the inner bit. Doing one more here. And then just taking your forefinger and then just pressing on the underside of the eye socket, just below your eye. Again, starting at the nose and working your way out towards the side of the face. Doing one more. And then again with your finger and your forefinger and your thumb, just pinching the cheekbone. So just from the nose all the way out to the ears. If you find it a bit uncomfortable to pinch, you can just literally press it with your forefinger. So whatever feels most comfortable to you. Just repeating that one more time. And just doing the same along the jawbone. So from the chin, pinch again, pinching, or if you want to, you can press whatever feels comfortable for you, taking it all the way out towards the ears. And often, whereas we often know that we hold tension in our neck and our shoulders because we can feel it, we don't always realize how much tension we hold in our jawbone. That can be an area of tension as well. Just doing one more, just taking your thumb and your forefinger from the chin all the way out to the ear. And we're just going to do a little bit of head movement. So facing forwards, just doing a very gentle circle with your nose. And it doesn't have to be a big movement, this is a warm-up, so it's just about just opening the neck vertebrae, opening the energy gates in the neck. So you can make your circle a bit bigger if you want to, so your range of motion is bigger, or you can just keep it small. Gently coming back to center, and then repeating on the other side. Again, as with all of the exercises, whether it's a warm-up or when we do the sets, always remain within your own soft edge, your own range of movement. So never try to extend yourself. And then very gently coming back to center, we're just going to turn our head from left to right. A few times. Again, not overstretching. Doing one more on each side. And I'm just going to do a little bit of a stretch. So we're going to take our left ear towards our left shoulder. And if you want to, you can take your left hand and pop that on your right shoulder to stop it popping up. It just gives you a nice stretch in the right-hand side of the neck. I'm just going to hold that for about 10 seconds. Coming back to center and swapping sides. And then coming back to center. Now we're going to do a little bit of tapping. So So if you take your thumb and press it against your forefinger, and then just push it up a little bit until it gets to the end of the forefinger, so the thumbnail and forefinger now are quite close to each other. You've got some little sort of indentation, and you can just tap with that or cup with that. It's sometimes known as cupping, but also as tapping. So taking that left hand onto the right shoulder, and if you want to, you can hold the tapping arm with the opposite hand to just ease the pressure on the tapping arm. And then swapping sides, doing the same the other side. And then going down the inside of the arm all the way to the fingertips if that's possible, and up the outside of the arm back towards the shoulder. I'm just going to repeat that a few times. One more down and up. And then we're just going to swap sides, swap arms. So down to the fingertips, up to the shoulder. And one more down and up. And then just moving to the chest. You can either keep that cupping movement going, or you can use your fingertips, whatever feels most comfortable. I usually find for the chest, is it more comfortable to use your fingertips. Down the torso, towards the stomach area, to the side of the body, going down to the lower abdomen, side of the body again, and then down the inside of the legs. And up the outside. Just going down as far as feels comfortable to you. You may make it all the way down to your toes or your ankles. You may only make it down to your thighs. So whatever's comfortable to you. One more down and up. I'm just going to pause a moment before we start doing a little bit of gentle twisting. So just having your arms really loose by your sides, and then just letting the upper body rotate. Just letting the speed of the upper body just dictate how far your arms swing. So it's just a warm up, so it's only very gentle. Arming back to center. Just going to do a bit of hip circling. So hands on our hips. Just very gentle, small circles. Just going whichever direction you want, because we're going to be swapping direction shortly. Might go a bit bigger if you want to, or you can just remain in small circles. Coming back to center, and then just doing the same on the other side. Back to center, and then bringing your knees together. Obviously, if you've got poorly knees and you can't do a knee circle, then don't do it. So just putting your hands on the outside, your fingers on the outside of the knee, and your thumb just across the top and on the inside, and then just a very gentle circle in one direction. And then coming back to center, and then doing the same in the other direction. I wouldn't normally do a foot circle in the warm up, but we're going to be doing that as the first exercise in the balance. So I'm not going to be doing one of those. So we're just going to stand up straight again. Bringing your feet back to Wuji, so about hip and shoulder width apart. And then just pausing, taking a few breaths. And just noticing how you're feeling, having just done a little bit of warm up.
Okay, so as I said at the start, I'm just going to do a few balance exercises. So you may need to have a chair nearby, a wall nearby.
You may want to do these sitting down. I mean, that does obviously counter the balance a little bit, but it may be safer for you to sit down. So you know your own body. So I'll leave whichever, however you want to do this exercise is up to you. So with the foot circle, we're just going to have it start in Mudra. So our feet, just starting position like we did at the beginning of the warm-up. You're going to transfer your weight to your left leg. And you're just going to lift the heel of the right leg. You're not going to lift the toes, you're just going to lift the heel. And then just do a gentle circle with your foot around your toes. Just going in one direction to begin with. And then change direction. Putting the foot down and then switching legs. And we're going to do the same on the other leg. So just lifting the heel and then just doing a small circle in one direction. And then a few small circles in the other direction. And then back to center. Now we're going to repeat it on the left leg, but only if it feels safe for you. Try, if you feel confident enough, just taking your toes off the ground. Again, you may want to hold onto something, just circling in one direction, and then circling in the other direction. Placing the foot on the ground, make sure you're balanced, transferring weight now to the right foot, lifting the left foot off the ground, only if that feels good for you, otherwise keep your toes on the ground. And we're just going to repeat, going to a few circles in one direction, and a few circles in the other direction. I mean, this exercise is really good for strengthening your ankle joints, and it's also good for strengthening the leg that's weight bearing as well. So just bringing both feet on the ground again. Take a moment or two just to balance yourself. If you need to move about a bit, that's fine. And the next exercise, again, is in two parts. So this one, first part, the feet remain off on the ground. So we'll do that a few times, and then if you wish, you can take your heels off the ground and stand on tiptoes. We'll just do the first one first. So we're just going to take our hands out to the side and overhead. There's a nice stretch in the body. And then taking the arms back down the side and down to the starting points. So they end up by your thighs. So your palms face your thighs to start. And you just take your hands out either side, so laterally, overhead as much as you can do it. If you can't go overhead, if you can't do that stretch, then you can bend your arms slightly, or you can just go to whatever, the hands either side of the head or all the way overhead, and then down the side. We'll just do a few more of this. Overhead and down the side. You can add the breath if you want to, but if you don't need to, if you don't want to. If you want to add it, it's inhale up and exhale down. Just going to do two more with our feet firmly on the ground. Inhale up and exhale down. This is the last one. you want to, you can now add standing on tiptoes. So inhale up, and as you come up, and as your hands start going above the head or wherever they're able to go, and just come up on tiptoes. If you're seated doing this, you can also bring your toes up and your heels up as well if you want to. And then just bring your hands down and your feet down. If you're finding you're not very well balanced, then you can have one hand on a wall or on a chair or a kitchen bench. Just bring one hand up. And come down again. So do four more. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Two more. Inhale up. Exhale down. And the last one is inhale up. And exhale down. Just pausing for a few moments. We're doing bird leaves the nest. So this one is more of a squat position, and again you can go as low down as you want, or if you don't want to squat very far, you don't have to. Obviously if you're seated you won't be squatting, but you can still take your hands down past your knees if that's comfortable, or further down if it's comfortable for you. If you are seated, just taking your ankle or your feet a little bit further out so the knees aren't it's stacked above the ankle, so the ankle's a bit further away from the knees. So we're going to go take your arms out to the side, down in front of your knees or your thighs or however you want to go. Do a slight squat, just cross your hands over, and then just take your hands out to the side as you stand up again. Hands down as you're squatting. Coming back up. Going back down into your squat with your hands going down in front of your body, crossing your arms as they reach the bottom, wherever that is for you, and then arms back up to the side. Squatting down, coming back up. This is obviously good, it's a squat position, so it's good for your hamstrings, for your quads, for your glutes. It's also good for your ankles as well. Doing one more. And then when you come back up with your arms back up, just dropping them by the side. So the last balance is crane spreads its wings. So for this one, you're going to be taking your arms out to the side, and as you take your arms out to the side, you're going to be lifting. You've got two options. You can either lift your foot off the ground, one foot off the ground, and then bringing your foot and your hands down together, or you can leave your heel on the ground and just bring your you leave your toes on the ground and just bring your heel up. So very similar to the foot circles we did to begin with. Again, if you wish, you can hold onto a kitchen bench or onto a wall or a chair. So whichever version we're going to do, so your hands out to the side, lifting your foot if that feels comfortable, or you can just lift your heel, or you can get your feet off on the ground, whichever one you want to do. Coming back down to the starting position. Swapping sides with the legs. So we're going to take our hands out to the side, arms to the side. Just lifting your foot, or whichever position you're putting your foot in, and then coming back down. So I'm going to repeat this a few times on each side. So in time with your own breath, it's usually inhale up, exhale down, but if you don't want to do the breath and you just want to just try the movement, obviously breathe through it, that would be a very good idea. But it doesn't matter if your breath and your movement don't synchronize. And your arms come out, and literally your arms are more or less straight out to the side. And then down to the starting position as you drop your foot. Just going to do one more on each side. Pausing, you bring your feet back to down on the ground and your hands back to that starting position. We'll just finish this little balance set by gathering the chi. So taking our arms out to the side, palms facing up, taking them either overhead, not totally overhead, so you're not stretching your arms up, just palms are just above the head, palms facing down, the hands are above the head, palms facing down. Or if they're in front of your head or your chest, that's absolutely fine. And then just pushing your hands down towards your lower dantian, which is the lower abdomen, one of the big energy centers. So, arms out to the side, palms up. Overhead, turning your palms down. And pushing down. Just doing two more, just gathering chi. Some time with your own breath and your own movement. We all move at a different pace. This is the last one. And then when you finish, just having your palms facing the earth. And just noticing whatever's arising for a few breaths. So we're going to now nurture autumn. So we'll be nurturing metal. Not that I'm wishing autumn upon us, but we're nurturing metal. So that's, as I said earlier, that's the element that is for this particular season of the year. So we're going to start with something known as the commencement. So all of these are from the Shibashi, which is that 18 set of moves that we've been doing most of this year, actually. We're going to start with the commencement. So you're going to have to say, starting in that starting position, Ruji, make sure you're comfortable and balanced before we start. And then just taking your hands out in front, the palms facing down at to about chest level. And then just push your hands down again gently to that starting position. So when you bring your arms up, you're not locking your elbows, you still have a slightly heavy elbow. And then your hands are at chest level, just gently pushing them back down. This is a water exercise. So you can imagine, maybe if you want, that your hands are on a piece of wood. That's floating to the top of the water as your hands rise up. And then you're gently pushing them back down to the water as your hands push down again. Back to the starting position. So if you want to add the breath, it's inhale up as your hands rise up. And exhale down. Inhale up, that piece of wood rises up, and exhale down as you push the wood back into the water. Just doing two more in time with your own breath and your own movement.
finished, just pausing, just noticing whatever's arising. So within the traditional Chinese medicine and within Qigong, something known as the five element theory. So that theory is that at each different time of year you can nurture, so you can use the different elements to nurture whatever element you wanted to nurture. So obviously we're nurturing metal, so we're going to move from water, we're going to go to wood now, and then from wood we'll go to fire, fire to earth, and then earth to metal. So the wood exercise is called painting rainbows. So we'll be taking our hands up just above our head. So we're going to be having palms facing each other. If you can only do it in front of your head, that's absolutely fine, or in front of your chest, that's not a problem. So if you've got it above your head, so what you're going to do is you're going to be painting. One of the hands is actually going to be using a paintbrush. It's going to be painting the rainbow. So in my case, I'm just doing the right hand. So as the right hand paints the rainbow out to the side and down towards the body, the left hand comes up over the head, just as far enough so you can feel a stretch down the left side of the body. I'm going to come back. Both hands coming back now, overhead, palms facing each other, or whatever position you're in, but the palms are facing each other. And now you're going to be painting with the left hand side. So you use your left hand, just painting your rainbow. It's going in an arc down towards the body. Won't be going all the way down, probably about halfway down. And your other arm, your right arm will be overhead. And then back to center. Painting on the left side. Painting on the right side, should say. Left hand over the head. Back up to center. Painting on the left side. And the right hand over the head. It doesn't go all the way over, just enough so you can feel a stretch. And back to center. You want to add the breath. Let's exhale down. And inhale up. Equally, I've known this done, inhale down and exhale up. So whatever feels comfortable for you. Just doing a few more rounds in time of your own breath and your body movement. And if it gets taxing on the shoulders, because it can be quite heavy on the shoulders, just bring your hands down, maybe shrugging your shoulders, maybe waiting till the end of the exercise to move on to the next one, or just coming back for a few rounds. Just going to do one more on each side. Dropping your hands to the side. Taking a few breaths. Now moving on to fire. So we're going to be doing pressing palms in calmness. So we're going to start with our hands about thigh level, just literally the end of your arms, just wherever it feels comfortable for you, just having your palms facing upwards. So maybe thigh, maybe if you're sitting, it's more likely to be your stomach, your lower dantian, or maybe even higher, whatever feels comfortable for you. Touching your middle fingers, and then you bring your hands up in front of the body,
There's a slight curve because what you're going to be doing is you'll be turning when you reach the forehead or the third eye. Turning your hands over and then just pushing them down to the starting position. Turning your hands back up so your palms are facing upwards, middle fingers touching, bring your hands up in front of your body. Say it's not necessarily straight up, it's more like just a slight curve so that you can turn your hands over third eye, forehead, and pushing your hands down. So again, turn your hands, palms facing upwards, middle fingers touching, coming up towards the third eye, turning the third eye, and then pushing down. One more at this point, so moving to the third eye and pushing down. Next we're going to do the same movement, we're going to turn at the throat. So starting at the bottom with your palms facing upwards, middle fingers touching, coming up towards the throat, turning at the throat and pushing down. Palms are facing up, bring them up towards the third, sorry, up towards the throat. Turning at the throat. And pushing down. If you want to add the breath, you're welcome to. It's inhale up, exhale down. So inhale as you're bringing your palms up towards the throat and turning at the throat. And exhale, pushing down. Inhale up, turn at the throat, exhale down. Now we're going to do the same movement but to the heart. So inhale up to the heart, turning over and pushing down and exhale. So the idea is that you use the same amount of time, inhale up to the heart. Exhale, push down. Same amount of time for each movement. So as you move down the body, inhale up. Exhale down. As you move down the body, your moves slow down. Last one. Inhale up. Exhale down. And then just find it. Finger mudra, which is like a finger pose. And so this means you can use this exercise or the feeling of this exercise if you're out and feeling slightly anxious or discombobulated. Then actually, once you've got this exercise done, you know, quite a few times, and if you do the mudra every time, it could be you've got a thumb and a forefinger together or two fingers and a thumb, whatever feels good for you. Then your mind will associate the mudra with how you're feeling rather than having to do the exercise in the middle of a supermarket or something. Just pausing. Now we're going to earth. So you can stay in mudra if you want to. Or you can move into what's known as horse riding, which is double shoulder width apart. So just setting yourself comfortable. If your knees feel like they're going inwards, just having that intention of pulling them apart. You're going to have your hands in a loose fist, palms facing upwards. And you're going to be having them just at the bottom of the ribs, either side of the body. So what we're going to be doing is we're pushing one hand and we're pulling the elbow of the opposite hand back. So I'm going to start with the left hand. So I'm just going to open the palm and have the thumb just brushing the body across towards the right hand. And at the same time, I'm going to be pushing the right elbow back. Just, you're staying facing forward, you're not actually moving, it's called twisting waist, but you're not actually moving very much. And then back across the stomach area with the left hand, and then back to that starting position. Open the right hand up, just brushing the thumb across the stomach area, or maybe the bottom bit of the thumb. At the same time, pulling the left elbow back, and then coming back to that starting position. I'm going to go with the left hand towards the right side, so open the palm up, pushing towards the right side, pulling the right elbow back. So coming back to center. So in brushing our hands across the stomach, we're activating the stomach meridian. So coming back to the right side, pushing the right hand towards the left side. When you pull the elbow back, you're actually activating the spleen, which is coming in at the side. And coming back to center. Pushing across. Right, just left to right, and back to center. Pushing across. And back to center. To add the breath, it's inhale as you push, exhale as you come back to center. So moving in time with your own breath. One more on each side. And if you're in horse riding, it's coming back to Ruji, coming back to that starting position, standing pose at the beginning. Okay, just pausing for a couple of breaths and just noticing how you feel, noticing whatever's arising. So having started with water, water nurturing wood, wood nurturing fire, fire nurturing earth, we are now with metal. So we're going to use broadening the chest. So with this one, we're going to start with our palms facing our thighs. We're just going to be bringing, so the upper arm for the moment will stay quite close to the body. Just the lower arms coming up, palms facing each other, but again about body width apart. So until they get to about chest level, opening the arms out to the side until you feel a stretch underneath the collarbone area. Coming back in towards the center and towards the body when you're upper arms meet your body again, just taking your hands down, palms facing down. So hands, palms face each other as they come up, but again just the lower arms, the upper arms staying by the body, and opening out to the side. Do you feel that stretch? You may find you open one side more than the other, totally normal. Coming back in towards the center. You get to the, your upper arms are touching your body again, turning your hands down, and then just pressing your hands down towards the thighs. Hands coming up, palms facing each other. And about chest level, just taking them out to the side. Feel that stretch. You don't want to overextend, you don't want to cause any tension. Coming back to the side. Coming back towards the center, palms facing down, to finish for the thighs. So inhale up and out. Exhale in and down. That
feels like too much, then just put a couple of added breaths in. So you could inhale as you bring your forearms out, exhale as you move your hands out to the side, inhale as you come back in towards the centre, and exhale as you turn your palms down up to the starting position. So you can either have one inhale to do the whole of the up and out, and one exhale to do the in and down, or you can add additional breaths, however you want to do it. So inhale up and out, if that's the route you're following. Exhale in and down. We're just doing three more in time with your own breath and your own movement. Last one. And just pausing for a couple of breaths. So we're going to do the five element flow now to finish off. So there are five exercises in this, and five elements. So it's obviously if you're going through, we will start with earth, then we go to water, wood, fire, and we'll start with metal. So metal, water, wood, fire, earth. That's how it's going. I mean, you could do it in any order, but I'm just going to do it in this order first because I think it's quite a nice way to learn it is in this order. Okay, so we're going to have the backs of our hands at around about low, it's a bit like we did with the pressing palms in calmness. So if it feels comfortable for you, and just imagine that the backs of the hands are in water. So we're going to bring the hands up. We're going to start twisting them over, so we're going to start twisting towards the body and then twisting them over again. So eventually they'll face upwards, the palms will face upwards above your head, as if you're holding up the earth, which is what this is called. Buddha holds up the earth, this particular one. And then start to reverse the position, so bring your hands down, starting to twist them about that face, chest level. So they finish up with the palms facing upwards but going down. So the backs of the hands are going down towards the starting position. So the palms moving upwards, middle fingers touching, or just slightly further apart, starting to twist them over, just going above the head or wherever feels comfortable for you. You're not doing a great big stretch, so it's literally just over the head. This Buddha is holding up the earth. And then you're just going to reverse the position. So your hands are coming down, your backs of the hands eventually will be facing down towards the earth. But you return to the starting position, back to the water, I should say, you're resting your hands on. So coming up, back to the body, starting to twist. You get to about chest or face level. Just going just above the head. And then just reversing that position. And coming back down, starting. Just doing two more. If you want to add the breath, it's inhale up. And exhale down. And the last one, inhale up. And exhale down. And then just pausing for a couple of breaths. painted fountain, which is a water exercise. So we're going to start this time with the backs of our hands, again around about thigh level or maybe slightly further up depending on what feels comfortable for you. Backs of our hands touching. And you're just going to bring the backs of the hands up, body up towards the chest, and then just opening the hands out to the side as like a fountain of water, and then back down towards the starting position. So the backs of the hands are touching, coming up stomach, up to the chest area, and then just starting to open up around about the chest or just the throat area, hands out to the side, and then back down to the thighs. Backs of the hands touching, coming up the centre of the body, around about chest level, just opening the hands out as a fountain. Just adding the breath if you want to. Inhale up, hands come up towards the chest, open up, and then exhale as your hands go down the side. So last one, inhale up, open your hands out to the side when you're ready, about chest level, and exhale down. Now we're going to do tree sways in the wind. I'm surprised you didn't know that's a wood exercise. So we're going to be having our hands in what's known as the lower tree position, lower tree embrace. So you'll be having the palms of your hands, you know, spacing in probably around about your lower dantian, your lower abdomen. The palms are going to face inwards, but there's a gap between the body and the palms of your hands. And you're going to move both your hands to the right-hand side. You're going to twist the body, but your feet remaining still. And you're going to bring your hands, again, there's a gap between your hands and the body, but bring it up the side, and then straighten it out, so you're turning to the front, hands are overhead or wherever feels comfortable, and you're just going to split your hands either side. That lower embrace, that lower tree embrace, palms facing the body. We're going to now move to the left hand side, so twisting to the left, bringing your hands and your arms up the side of your body, overhead, turn to the front, and then just split your hands and your arms down the side. Embracing that lower tree, coming round to the left-hand side, palms facing inside of your body, coming up, overhead, facing forwards, and just letting your hands fall away to the side. Moving now to the left side, so embrace the tree, so you've got your palms facing your stomach first, or your lower abdomen, into the left-hand side, up the left-hand side of the body, hands overhead or wherever feels comfortable for you, face in the front, just letting your hands fall away to the side. Just going to do it a few more times on each side. If you want to add the breath in, you're welcome to. Inhale up, exhale down, so bring your hands to the side, up the side of the body, facing front, your hands fall away. Like a big tree, if you like. So embracing the lower tree. Your hands to the left-hand side. Bringing them up the left side. Overhead. And just letting them fall away. Do one more on each side. Inhale up. Forward, shoot, exhale, and let the hands fall away. So last one, starting in that lower tree position, palms facing the lower abdomen, twisting your body, so your hands are now facing the left hand side, and up the left hand side on inhale if you want to add the breath, face forwards, letting your hands just fall away as you exhale. Just pausing for a moment. Now we've got cloudy hands. This is an earth. This one's a fire, the ending of the earth. So we're going to have both hands facing the body, both palms facing the body. So you've got one hand about chest level and the other hand about stomach level. And we're going to be moving whichever your upper hand is. In my case, my upper hand is the left hand, but I'm going to be moving towards the right elbow. So you're going to move in the position of the lower hand, just moving towards, twisting towards that side. When you can twist no further, what you're going to do is take your upper hand, turn it upward, so the fingers are now facing the sky. And it's going to bring it down in front of your lower hand as it rises up. So the palms face, the palms pass each other. And then you have both hands, palms will be facing on the side, will be facing the body. And then you're going to move to the other side, the left hand side. And the upper hand turns upwards. You draw that down, your lower hand comes up, so your palms will pass each other, and both hands will be on their sides as you move towards the opposite side. Just turn your hand, your upper hands, and palms face, fingers face upwards, just drawing it in front of the other hand as the hands swap positions. And your hands swap positions, the idea of the palm of the hands but facing each other is that you're activating what's known as Heart Governor 8, which is one of the fire points, the Heart Governor Meridian. Moving back through centre, back to the other side, swapping your hands over. Lower hand comes up, so the hand goes down, and then back around the other side. If you want to add the breath, it's just simple as inhale when you change hands. It's not the easiest to get your head around sometimes. So your upper hand will turn when you're about to change hand positions. It will turn to face your lower hand. The fingers will be pointing upwards. It goes from being on its side to pointing up to the sky. Fingers on the side and then they point to the sky. I'm just going to do one more on each side. When you finish, just dropping your hands down and just pausing. And the final exercise this evening is pebble in the pond. So we start with our palms facing down to around about stomach level. So you start initially with your just the forearms pointing outwards, your upper arms are quite close to your body still. And you're going to push your forearms out, you're going to extend your arms. You're not locking them out, there's still a little bit of heavy elbow, still a little bit of bend in the elbow. just pushing them out in front. And then you want to split your hands either side. So if you're doing breaststroke, and then just coming back around the side to the starting position. So it looks like you're throwing a pebble in a pond. The ripples will move out. So as you push your hands out, that's the ripples moving out. And then as you split your hands, and they go either side of the body, and that's the ripples moving outwards. So pushing your hands out. And you can't really, you don't want to lock your arms out. So when they're just about to lock, just taking your hands out. So the left hand will go to the left hand side, the right hand will go to the right hand side. And back around to the starting position. Pushing your hands out, splitting them. Just about to lock your elbows. So just doing two more. Inhale out, exhale, coming back in. Last one, inhale out, exhale, coming back in. Just dropping your hands down, just noticing whatever's arising. So I hope you all enjoyed this session.